Welcome to a very special episode of Beer Machine. We are recording, as you can probably tell, live from Fat Bob's, is it Smokehouse or
Smokehouse?
Smokehouse. Downtown Buffalo on Virginia Street. Amazing food, amazing beer. I'm your host, Rich, and I'm joined by...
Salty Vagina.
That's JP, and the other guy...
Salty Vagina.
The other guy, Adam. GM Dan's around somewhere.
Oh, he's behind us.
Standing behind me.
He's getting hit by the men's door.
This is the Rally for Randazzo, a fundraiser put up to help out with upcoming costs that are going to hit JP and his family. And the format we're going to run here is someone has some kind of ridiculous, embarrassing story or a fun time or some other kind of experience, you know, when JP was around and was a really good guy. Okay, was a giant asshole.
Plus, to have an embarrassing story, JP would actually have to be able to be embarrassed.
Yeah,
yeah, that's impossible.
But so it would embarrass a normal person, but for me, it's like, you know.
It's just another day.
I can raise this up if it's
easier. It's fine.
All right. So we'll start off with some beers. I'll try to get beer updates when people come over, I think. Yeah. I'm drinking Fat Tire's Heavy Melon.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's a watermelon beer.
It's good?
It's a little weird, but
I liked it.
It's kind of on the idea of 21st Amendment a little.
Does it taste like candy? Or
no, no. It tastes more mild, yeah. Okay. It's pretty good. What do you got, Adam?
I started off with 6 Point Brewing's Puff, which is an IPA. It's really good. Very strong hoppy. I liked it.
Cool.
I'm actually doing an old favorite local Flying Bison Rusty Chain, which is just a nice amber.
Yeah, it's a solid choice.
It's barely noon, and I was out with all my friends from high school last night, so I'm pulling on.
Oh, yeah?
I've not been out till 1 a.m. in the morning in a very, very, very long time.
Probably a couple years, right?
Probably. Yeah. Probably at least a decade.
Wow.
So, that's fun.
Oh, yeah. We are joined by GM Dan now.
Uh-oh.
Somehow.
How do you play this game?
Yeah. What are you drinking?
I am drinking Couch Surfer. I still have yet to look up who it's by.
It's Otter Creek.
Otter Creek, okay. Yeah, it's a pretty solid stout. I mean, it's got that lightweight taste, but heavy in your gut feel of Guinness. But it's a little more flavorful.
Heavy in your gut feel.
Yeah. Well, it's a stout.
Yeah. So I'll start off the ridiculous story thing to get in the mood here. And then JP, I'll let you take off and make your rounds like it's a wedding or something.
Yeah, basically people will be coming and going. It'll be short segments on this one, not long.
So, that's a good one, too. My short one is last year, about almost 2 years ago now, we were moving. Emily and I bought our first house, and we were moving.
Oh, God.
And, of course, I rented a U-Haul because my coworkers insisted they could help out. You don't need a moving company. Okay, fine. Yeah, it's spiking all over.
We'll play noise reduction later.
Yeah, I put noise reduction, and it works well.
Okay.
So. Yeah, we already tested it.
So, the first thing that happened is JP was walking toward the house carrying some stuff, and he said to my boss, Julia, who was helping out, he said, "Hey, where does this stuff go?" And she just looks at him, and she says, "In the house." And he's like, "Oh, fucking IT people. I see how it is." And then secondly, during the course of the moving day, I was scheduled to go pick up 2 chairs from a coworker that was selling them for my living room because I didn't have any. And we went out there, and I parked behind the building, and he said, "Hey, if you pull the U-Haul around the front, it'll be easier to load." And I said, "Oh, okay, great." So, keep in mind, I'm not used to driving a U-Haul. This is only an occasional thing I do, you know, like if I have to do it for moving or who knows what. So, JP says, "All right, I'm just going to go outside, just drive around, you know." I'm like, "Oh, okay." I hop in the U-Haul. My adrenaline's going all day from moving heavy shit, and I just get in there, and I fire the thing up, stomp on the gas, and cut the wheel a little too hard.
A little?
A little too hard, and I proceed to scrape the back third of the U-Haul against some beautiful F-150's bumper.
I'm sitting in the front by the house, and all I see is a U-Haul truck shift a Super Duty a foot and a half off the ground, And my face, like, just drops. My jaw drops.
JP just looks at me, and I look at him, and I make the shh face. his jaws drop, and I pull up to the front, and I get out where I'm supposed to get out, and he says, "What are you gonna?" I said, "I'm not fucking saying anything." I said, "I don't know whose truck that is. It's not. I don't think it's the guy who I know here. I think it's someone else's. Is this a rented vehicle?" And JP goes, "Look, I work in the insurance business. Do not say anything." He then proceeded to give me a 15-minute lecture on the way back to my house about how to avoid this if it does come back.
Yeah, the best part was, like, when my mouth is agape with shock, Rich looks over at me, puts his finger on his lips, and just in total seriousness, like, just looks at me, shakes his head back and forth, and goes, "No."
Like, there's no way no one heard that. There's no way.
So we dumped those chairs on that truck and hightailed it.
Yep, like, we're out of here.
Like bandits in a western.
So we get back to the house, and I go to look at the damage on the U-Haul, and there's nothing.
Nothing.
And I think it's because it was caked with slush and snow. It just kind of slid along it. And I said, "Fuck it, we're good." And that was it.
Nice.
All right, well.
I was for sure something was going to happen.
Yeah. Oh, the warlock has arrived.
Is he the Baloney has a first name?
No, this is not Baloney. So this is Steve. Steve, this is Rich.
So this is official segment number two. Who am I joined by?
Dennis McMullen.
Dennis, all right.
One of JP's co-workers.
Oh, you're one of the insurance folks. I won't mention the name of the place.
I suffered through 6 years with this guy.
Holy shit. All right. That's about how long I've known him.
Nice.
So, all right. So you have a... Well, actually, first, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking iced tea. Doesn't mix well with the morphine.
No, that's fair. Okay. Yeah. So, what's the story you got?
So, the deal is this. As I mentioned, I've known JP for about 6 years. We've worked together. And it was about 6 years ago. I was the new guy where we were. But I had been there for just a little bit. JP was the FNG. I mean, brand new.
Oh, yeah.
Fresh.
The FNG. Yeah.
Real quick, I realized that he really doesn't care about much of anything. And, he'll do just about anything.
Huh, really?
Really. And so I said to him, I'm like, "Dude, how do you want to make a dollar today? You want to make a buck?" He's like, "Sure." I'm like, "It's ridiculous." He's like, "Sure." I'm like, "I've been farting in my chair all summer long. This cloth seat has just soaked up me all summer." He said, "I'm going to give you a dollar. Sniff my fart." He says, "I'll do it." So I stood up. He put his nose right to the fabric and got it. All of it. And, we all lost our minds. It was amazing. And,
wow.
And I'll never forget the response. I asked him, I said, "JP, how was that? How was that?" It was sharp.
I would imagine you would describe like cheese as.
Yeah, right.
Not a fart. Not a chair full of seasoned farts.
Exactly.
Aged,
so,
aged in nylon farts.
And that's how I knew we were going to be good buddies.
That's amazing.
Well, thanks for letting me share.
Thank you very much.
Oh, anytime.
For our next segment, we have the woman of the hour. The one who puts up with all this bullshit. I don't even understand. Like, this defies logic.
The one who's lucky enough to see me naked.
Oh, that one.
Wait, half the crowd here?
So, please welcome Kitty Randazzo.
Hello.
First time on Beer Machine, which is kind of fun. What are you drinking?
I was drinking an Alakico blueberry.
Oh, those are really nice. Very nice.
Been gone for a while.
Yeah, so just so you know, Rich, this whole podcast infected her, too.
Oh, I know it did. Yeah. I know it did.
Once I started drinking good beer, she was like, "Yeah, exactly." Then she's like, "Wow, it's so much nicer to drink good beer." She also does not like IPAs.
I do not.
No, that's fine.
And you can tell that she's a classy lady because she picked me.
Something like that. So it is kind of funny, though. We talked about this off air like a few months ago that I have strangely, through JP, changed your beer tastes. Like, that is really weird to me. So I'm very happy about that. So we have, basically what we're doing is we're telling any kind of embarrassing or everything so far has been hilariously funny or embarrassing. Well, if you want to do that,
I don't get embarrassed.
No, it's impossible. Yeah. If you want to do that, cool. If you want to tell something heartfelt, that's fine. If you want whatever it is you want to do, hey, it's Jack.
One of my sons can't see Mama.
Jack, come here. No, he's distracted. Here. No? All right, that's fine.
All right, so
what's your story?
A story. I was thinking about the time when we lived in Florida. It was before we got married. And we had a particular vehicle that JP would drive from time to time, and he should not have been driving at that time.
I was on a revoked license.
Yes. And but
sometimes you had to, the God's will.
Right. It had to be done sometimes. So we had taken the car in the one day to a tire shop to get the tires done, and next week or so, I noticed there was a dent in the hood. And I was super angry because I knew that it was the tire place.
Well,
that dented the hood, that they did something. I could not prove it, though.
You know what? The story sounds slightly familiar. I may have heard this. Okay, so keep going.
Every time I drove by that place, I would curse it immensely. I'd curse him, and he'd go, yeah, chiming in right with me. Oh, yeah, yeah, screw them. Fuck those guys. And then so we get married, and the next day, after the morning after, he looks at me, and he grabs my shoulders, and he says, there's something I need to tell you. And he's very serious, and my stomach just drops, and I just go, holy shit, what is he going to tell me?
This could go in like any number of directions
exactly.
Right now.
Yeah, you should have known this guy for as long as
And he goes, you know that dent in the hood? I did that. I hit a cop.
What?
He rear-ended a cop.
Wow.
In the rain, off-duty, while he was going to get Star Wars.
Yeah,
awesome. Wait a minute, you hit a cop and took off?
No.
He was lucky.
Oh my god, so lucky. So, I was on a revoked license because when I was 18 or 20-ish years old, I used to be like, fuck those tickets, I don't have to pay for them. So, I had a revoked license, and every once in a while, Kitty would allow me to drive the car. And one day, it was raining, I was driving behind a cop. Well, I was driving behind his car. They pulled forward to make a right, and I thought they went. So I started looking left and moving up, not realizing they had stopped. Bang! Right into the back. And all I'm thinking is, fuck, 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 that sucks. So I step out of the car. The guy who's driving comes out and flashes a bag. Now, I'm driving on a revoked license, so I'm like, oh my god, I'm going to jail. And all I wanted to do was pick up the new Episode 3 DVD.
That's why you were going?
That's the only reason.
That's definitely not worth it.
So the cop comes out, and we go and look at the back of the car, and I ended up hitting his boat hitch. So there was no damage to his car. It was only
this
a bike.
This cop happened to have a boat hitch.
Happened to have it. I mean, I was rolling the car, so it wasn't a big impact. But the only damage was on my car. And he's like, well, fuck it, I don't care. You know, you can call it in whatever you want to. He's like, I don't want to deal with the paper. I'm like, fine by me. So I go to pick her up, but when I pick her up, she has a shitty day at work. She's like angry, upset. I'm like, well, I am not telling her right now. I will tell her in the morning. So we go into the garage in the morning, and right away she knows it's the dent. She goes, motherfuckers. I'm like, fuck, I gotta tell it to her. And she immediately goes, it's those guys that worked on the tires. I'm like, it was
so you said it first.
I did.
Oh, this is so great.
So 3.5 years later, right after we got married, I said to her, God, by the arm, and our pet name for each other, Dupa. I'm like, Dupa, I love you, and I want to start our marriage off on the right foot. I mean, I need to become completely honest. She immediately cocks her fist back. She's like, what? And so I told her, I don't know what she means. Her first reaction was, you son of a bitch.
What a fantastic story.
I do have one other one, if I may.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Of course you may.
If you want.
So, we were dating for 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And he was going out with his friends.
So is this like the 1980s?
Oh, my God. This is
yeah. He's going out with his friends to quarter deck, and I say to him, you know, drive careful. If you need me to pick you up, I will pick you up.
Just for reference, quarter deck is a bar that my roommate worked at, and I got free drinks at all the time.
Oh, okay.
All right. So I always got
one. Is this in Jupiter or wherever?
Yeah.
Jupiter?
Okay. So it's about midnight, and I get a call from a cop who says, is this Kitty? I said, yes. And he said, I have JP here, Joseph here, and I pulled him over. And I said, okay. He goes, can you come and get him? I said, yep, I can. So I grabbed my roommate downstairs, and when I get to the place where he was pulled over, they tell me that he would rather go to jail than deal with me. And so the cop decided to call me and let me know about what was happening. And then after I got in the car with him, he threw up out the window the entire way home. And was a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah, so,
he would rather go to
he
jail.
He would rather have gone to jail.
I'm driving down the road, and they have a checkpoint, and I get pulled over, and I did not have my license with me, and I was hammered, so there's no avoiding it. I'm like, I'm drunk. And they pull me over. The cop who's actually questioning people is like, did you just tell them that you were drunk? I'm like, yep, I'm an idiot, and I should not have been driving. He starts laughing. He's like, all right, well, you know, do you want me to call someone for your car, like a girlfriend or your father or something? I'm like, no, just impound me. He's like, really? I'm like, I am not calling my girlfriend. He's like, why? I'm like, I would rather go to jail than deal with that shit. So the cop starts laughing. He goes, is your girlfriend's phone number in your phone? I'm like, sure. He's like, what's the name? I'm like, Kitty. He's like, we're going to have her deal with you. I'd rather send her to you than take you to jail.
Oh,
so, I gotta have a doing because of my beautiful wife.
Oh boy.
What an amazing story. Fantastic. Thank you for contributing to the podcast. This is gonna be fun when I go to edit this later on.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm gonna make a link so you can send it to everyone, like, or post it in the event, I think is probably the right way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright, thank you, Kitty. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you guys.
It was awesome having you on. All right, so we are recording, as far as I know. Yep. So who are we joined by?
This is Glenn.
Yeah.
My name is Mike Malkasian.
Mike, nice to meet you.
Unfortunately, live with JP.
Yeah,
and,
I'm Adam.
In Gainesville for 3 years.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it was 4 years.
Four years.
So off the premise of this night has been going. So how many times have you seen his dick? Because apparently everybody's seen it.
No, how many times have you caught me masturbating?
Yeah.
Seen it versus heard about it. Big difference there. He claimed it was 9 inches. Later, many years later, he said, no, it's only 7.
It's probably 6.
He used to have parties. He said, oh, 9 inches of the ding-dong is what he used to say. Next morning, the girl's like, yeah, it ain't 9 inches.
All right, so he's told us his version of the baloney story.
The baloney story.
The legend.
Holy shit.
So.
Well, just to preface it, you know, we're so goddamn old that in order to watch a TV show back then, you had to watch it live in real time.
No DVR.
No DVRs. If you didn't see it, the show we're talking about here is The Sopranos. Phenomenal show. Big fan. So in order to watch it, you had to be there Sunday night, 9 a.m. to watch it. Well, this one bar decided to do an Italian-themed, all-you-can-eat, all-you-can-drink wine and food for $20-$30 probably.
Yeah, $20-$25.
Yeah, so you get there at like 8, you get your food, you get your table, and at 9 p.m., everything's silent. Nobody talks from 9 to 10. But the waiters are still just filling your wine glass. You know, red wine, ziti, you know, sausage and peppers. We all feel like we're mobsters. We think we're real cool.
Yeah, we were cool.
Yeah.
No, we were not.
You're still not cool. So the key to the story there is the all-you-can-drink wine.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're college kids. We drink Jim Beam and beer. We're not, you know.
Well, hold on. When he says beer, we were like, running for the cash gear, $10
Yeah.
Yeah, Natty Light. You know, we didn't know what wine was or what it did to you.
No, he's worse. Yep.
It was like red water to us, so. And all you can drink for 2-3 hours, man. So we watched The Sopranos, fucking hammered, probably drove home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, there was no Uber back then. We didn't have the money for a cab, and it was like a mile and a half long. I was like, fuck this, let's just drive it. So we're hammered off this all-you-can-drink wine. So we get home, we're living in this three-bedroom house. It's a shithole. And, of course. And, you know, we're hammered. I lost my lighter. We live right next to a gas station. Like, JP, I'm going to go get a lighter.
Yeah.
I come home, my other roommate, he's out trying to bang some chick. They probably never bang. But,
wow.
So I come home after getting a lighter, and this house, you walk in the front door, there's a living room and a long hallway where all three of our bedrooms
are. So realistically, you could have only been gone, what, 10 minutes?
10 minutes at the most.
If that.
At the most. Yeah. And the guy's fully closed at the time.
Yeah.
I leave, I go get a lighter, come back. This guy is passed out in the hallway, face down, no shirt. Pants at his ankles.
So
playing this, face first.
Is this the hallway in the apartment or outside the apartment?
In the house.
Okay.
No, in the house. It was an actual house. It wasn't an apartment. It was
the
house. Student ghetto.
Blocking the way into the bedroom.
Right, right. I had to step over him to get to my bedroom. So at the time, we were not listening to a lot of Howard Stern.
Okay.
You know, now you listen to Howard Stern on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
Back then, he had a TV show. Probably still does. I don't know. But at the time, he had this segment once a week where he would throw bologna at chicks' asses.
Yeah.
The chick would bend over in her G-string. He would just, we had such a big kick out. He'd just throw bologna at this chick's ass. And it would stick. And they would die laughing when it stuck. It was hilarious. And I, being a broke college student, always had bologna on hand.
Yeah.
So I walk up to JP. He's passed out. I kick him a few times. Well, right in the rib. Hey, man, get the fuck up. Get up. The guy doesn't move. I'm like, fuck it. At the time, I'm real fat. And I say, you know what?
At the time.
Alright, fatter than I am now. I like that. So I'm like, fuck it, man. This guy's out. So I probably smoke my bowl or my cigarette. Yeah. Go in the kitchen and make a bologna sandwich. Mayonnaise, cheese, real nice. And
real nice.
I walk out of the kitchen. I look at him. I'm like, man, I'm hammered. I need to go to bed. Like, I don't need to eat this sandwich. Like, fuck this. So I walk up, stand over him, dead body, start slapping this bologna on his back for my sandwich, right with mayonnaise all over it. So I slap it on, throw the plate away, I go to bed. This guy wakes up hours later, goes into our shared bathroom, looks, turns his back, and fucking bologna stuck in his back. Fucking hilarious, man. I've got 1,000 stories. This is the cleanest one I can tell.
Do tell. Next one.
Man, no, I can't.
Well, you can.
Oh, you can.
I told him last night, he's the only guy I've ever physically choked in my life. I called the cops on my own roommate, him and his best friend Jody, into a fist fight over some chick, and he wanted to drive back, so he stole his keys with my other roommate. We had to wrestle this guy to the ground. I literally was kneeling over him, choking him. This guy's screaming. And I called the cops on my own roommate. And we had weed and shit in the house. It's like,
yeah, and then I ran away. I remember
really without you, we never gave you your keys.
No.
Yeah. We drove a lot, but not that night.
But that night, I ran, I'll never forget, I was so, I took a Percocet and was drinking champagne straight out of a bottle.
Last night you said it was a Vicodin.
But whatever.
One of the few.
One of those. Somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, but literally had to restrain my own roommate, best friend, so he couldn't go beat up our other best friend. To the point where we called the cops. That's how bad it was. Like if we just told the story without the cops, like, the cops came to our house.
Yeah.
Like, we were holding him down until the cops got there. As soon as the cops get there, the other guy, Jordan Jones, calls. You know, it's like fucking 1999. We have an answer machine. We know it's about to happen. Like, oh, shit. We're not going to answer that, but... Whoa, this guy's about to leave a message because JP had just left him a hilarious message about how he's going to bury this guy's foot in concrete. And Jody Jones, it was just clean enough to where they didn't arrest all four of us, but man, this guy, what a great guy.
Oh, yeah. Those are the two stories.
But I literally had my hands around his throat, choking him. Like, I've never done that, and I probably never will again to anyone in my life.
That was a rough, what happened is I said to Jody, I called him, like, you motherfucker, I'm going to put your foot in the cement.
Yes, yes. I was like, what do you mean? Like, and he followed it with, I'll throw you in the ocean. No, he just wanted to put his foot in cement. That was it. He didn't follow it. Then I'll throw, with the cement shoes and the mafia.
Too much Sopranos.
Yeah. What I don't remember is exactly what Jody said on that message, but it was hilarious. Just, even the cops just froze, like, what is this guy about to say? This is the guy that you had a fight with? What's he about to say? I don't recall what he said on that answer machine. But
I don't know if I ever told you that night. Once I got out of the house, I must have sobered up enough that I ran down the block, jumped into some bushes at Hammer's house, cried for 40 minutes, and fell asleep.
Yeah. Oh, well, I left out the crying part. You were crying while I was choking you to death. But the other part that I still will never let him forget is that night, because it was a fancy party or something, he borrowed my Tommy Hilfiger sweater.
Oh, God. Oh, wow.
You know, it was probably like $60 probably a Christmas present to my mom.
Let it go, dude.
And this guy comes home with his wife beater, bloody lip, talking about his fight with Jody Jones. I go, well, where's my fucking sweater, man? And to this day, I'll never let him live it down, man.
So what ended up happening to his sweater?
Well, hold on. He threw it in the trash can because it ripped when they were fighting.
So you
fuck, he didn't tell me that for 5 years.
Your roommate comes home with a bloody eye, bloody lip, got into a fight with his best friend, and your first question is, well, where's my sweater?
Well, I had to probably wear it to Thanksgiving. My mom gave it to me, you know? My parents would ask me, where's that fucking sweater?
My asshole roommate.
I probably lied to my parents for you and said, oh, I shrunk it in the wash. Yeah.
Well, thanks.
Which we did a lot of. Still to this day, terrible laundry.
Oh, God. Thanks, Mike.
That's all right, man. Awesome. Hey, I love you, brother.
I love you, man.
All right, you're still a gap-toothed motherfucker.
All right,
guys.
So for the next segment, which I probably said that phrase too many times now, so it's going to sound dumb, I'm drinking Warlock, the 2016 variant, which is incredible. Slightly, maybe like 10% thinner than last year, but it is awesome. I have a crowd of people now for a story.
Yeah.
We've got Nappy Josh, the... Actually, people that get mistaken for each other.
All the time.
And I know I've done it personally. I'm sorry, I thought someone was saying something to me. So.
No, I was not touching your buddy.
So, who are you?
This is Josh.
This is Josh. And who are you?
Eric.
And who are you?
I'm Nappy.
Nappy. All right. This is so they know the voices.
Exactly.
All right, so, what are you drinking?
They don't mix me up for either one of these guys.
Listen, you're only sort of black.
Wow! All right, we went there.
That's enough.
Okay.
That's enough when you play War Machine.
I'm going to raise this up. There we go. Okay. So, what are you drinking?
Nappy is currently drinking the Couch Surfer Oatmeal Spout. It's delicious.
Yeah.
Spout. Ooh, spout. What is it spouting out?
So it comes out of the spout into a glass.
Sounds sexy.
So I tried Dan's earlier. I thought it was really good.
Ooh.
What do you got, Jeff?
This is Eric. I have St. Bernardus.
ABT-12?
Yeah.
Yeah!
That stuff really tastes good. Like pee.
That beer is fucking amazing.
Yes. And... it's the highest alcohol content beer they have.
I was so happy when you posted that picture on Facebook.
Yeah.
Like, yes, he's drinking one of my... St. Bernardus ABT-12 is in one of my top five.
It's awesome. Very good.
There's also... what were they drinking last night? I don't even remember. Oh, yeah. Duchess de Bourgeon.
Yeah.
It's a Belgian sour. It's not overly sour, but it has a lot of great flavors to it. Highly recommend that. It's still... I had a bottle last night, and I haven't had it in probably like 6-7 months, and it's still my favorite sour, I think.
I think this just beats out Delirium Tremens.
It does. No, it does. It does by like 10%. You know. All right, what do you got?
This is Josh, and I'm drinking America Light.
America Light?
Yeah, it's got a nice pea look to it. It tastes like pea. Not that I know what that tastes like, but it's...
No, it's okay. We don't judge.
It's really bad.
It's all right. We don't judge.
Yeah, yeah. So,
America Light. All right. Okay. So what story do you guys got for us here?
Well, I think it was like, 10, 11 years ago? Yeah, right, guys? Yeah, yeah. 10, 11 years ago, the three of us and JP, we were all hanging out. Actually, he came out to Rochester. It was one of those weird things. We're like, hey, let's play some games. We were sitting, we're chilling, and we all just started, thinking about what we're going to do. Because he was staying the night. We had all been drinking.
Oh, okay.
Together.
So you had just, like, pre-planned.
Yeah. And, excuse me. So we started thinking, like, all right, well, you know, tomorrow... We're going to get up. We're probably going to eat at a local diner. And then let's go rob a bank. I know. It sounds really weird.
It sounds. I mean, I've drank a lot and had some stupid ideas, but that sounds a little extreme. Okay.
Well, yeah, the story is not made up.
No. So after, there was a lot of America drinking, America Light drinking.
Oh, I'm sure.
And the next morning we got up and we were pretty hammered and we... Still hammered, but remembered what we were going to do. So we all hopped in the car, and there's a bank right down the road from us,
Bank of America.
Yeah, it was Bank of America. It was convenient.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
Yeah.
That's why they went out of business.
They kind of deserve it.
The big issue though was we didn't have proper masks at the time, so we needed to go and get some. So nothing was open. It's like 8 in the morning.
Yeah, where would you go to buy a mask at 8 in the morning?
Well, unfortunately. We ended up going to a dumpster. Like a big dumpster.
There was one right down the road from my house. The homeless man, Jack, he usually chilled there. He actually helped us out. He was really nice. He had recently gotten his hair cut. It was before quite long and scraggly, so we were really happy for him.
Okay, well, that's good. I mean,
it was actually torn out in a bum fight, so
Good. Man, you got to be nice to Jack, all right?
Gotcha.
I love Jack. So we're in there. We're looking for masks. Jack's helping out. So Eric decides he doesn't need a mask and just goes as is. JP's like, he finds this giant, like, pig mask, and he puts it on upside down. Looks ridiculous, but I don't know who he is. I'm scared every time I'm looking at him. It's insane.
It's understandable.
Josh, what were you wearing again?
Well, when I got in there, there was actually the pig mask was the only one there. So I just grabbed a box and unfortunately had been filled with meat, rotting meat, and it was quite disgusting. But I ended up just cutting out some holes for my face. Which unfortunately was too big so they could still see me, but I was like, fuck it, they'll just describe the box and we'll be okay.
Okay. I used a garbage bag, which was also too big, and it made my arms not move properly, so...
Andy
also
stopped breathing after about 5 minutes.
You didn't cut air holes.
I did not.
No. That's not smart. You should do that.
Listen, it was the day after drinking too much America Light. Smart wasn't in the equation.
Not at all. But we had gotten our masks, and we were like, all right, well, let's do this. Let's go to Bank of America.
Was there meth or, like, bath salts involved in this?
No comment.
No? Okay. Oh, no comment. All right.
I like to mix my meth and bath salts together.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So, it's safer that way.
Meth salts.
Meth salts. Got it.
Yeah. So we all hop in the car. Jack said he, knew his way around the back of America, so we said, fuck it, get in the back. Our car was quite small, so we told him we had to, like, ride in the back. It was kind of rough for him, but, hey, he made it. But when we got there, we all piled out. Jack showed us the back door, and Eric here, you can take over here, because this was kind of his forte. He's an expert at this.
So we get in the bank, and all of a sudden, JP starts shooting everybody. I'm a pretty peaceful guy.
Who was shooting? I missed that.
JP.
Oh,
started shooting all over the place. And using language that I wouldn't repeat. Like, worse than swear words.
Wow.
And so I'm trying to calm the situation down so we can get the money and get out of there. And I guess the main point of this story is I didn't want to shoot the teller, but JP insisted. So
But you guys argued for a while, and you agreed just in the leg, and only a little bit. So you only shot him a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was okay. We told him that his family would get compensated in some
then
way.
Then I insisted that we had to smother him, though.
Yeah, yeah. You're kind of fucked up.
You gotta do what you gotta do, though. I mean,
leave a guy with a leg shot.
They did see your face, although, you know, because you're black, you look like all the rest of them. But, you know, we're like, well, it's okay, you know. So
I can't believe we just went there, but all right. That could be a first.
Well, I'm only half black, so that means I just look like Obama.
Not necessarily a bad thing, I guess, unless you're in a really red state.
We were like, all right, well, fuck it. Obama just robbed us. So, you know.
Yeah.
He wasn't president by then. I forgot about that.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? Shit happens.
Yeah, yeah, it does happen.
That's how we fixed the whole banking scandal.
Yeah.
No, you guys did quite the service.
Yeah.
And we thank you.
Yeah.
So, what ended up happening with the money, though?
Well, after this Jamoke ended up smothering the guy, we ended up breaking in, which was good, you know, and took... I don't know, it was only, unfortunately, $2,000 because banks really don't hold too much money anymore.
You guys got a couple thousand.
Oh, shit.
Wait a minute. Gave you screw over, Eric.
Wait, we gave him 200.
You got $20.
Eric, it was Canadian. It's fine.
Oh, okay. It's worth more, right?
Lulz Canadians.
Yeah, right. So we ended up, leaving and, we're driving away pretty fast because by then the cops were after us.
We split up the $20.
Yeah. We gave him $20 in Canadians. It was good.
Well, that's good. Good. It was
a clean getaway.
Yeah.
I was running around bumping into things so they couldn't see. My hands were down by my sides.
Yeah.
I think I had, what, two concussions?
Yeah, yeah. Do you know the end scene from Heat?
Yes,
that's
yes.
That was what was going on.
Yeah.
It was pretty rough.
Where Val Kilmer's out there yelling, where's the van?
Yeah, I'll say this right now. JP, he's a monster when it comes to an assault rifle, okay? He knows how to work it. He's searching.
Well, maybe then. I don't know about now.
No. Now he just makes sure spray and pay.
I wouldn't really give him an assault rifle now.
That's why we give him the heavy weapons, and then he just kind of shoots,
Yeah. I used to call that, when I was in the Air Force, we used to call that accuracy by volume.
Yes, exactly. See, that's what I'm talking about. You'll be perfect at that time.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's good. Yeah. I didn't know he was a heavy weapons expert. I'm going to have to talk about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Expert is strong language.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, specialist. How's that sound? Because you can have, like, a sandwich artist specialist at Subway. It doesn't mean they're, like, amazing at it. It just means they can make a sandwich.
Yeah, exactly.
You're special.
All right. Well, thank you guys very much for sharing your JP memory. Much appreciated. Go have another beer. Excellent. All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
See ya.
Solve the vagina.
Thanks. That's two for this episode.
Well, three, actually.
Three? Yeah, I guess three. Yeah, technically three. We're here with JP's wonderful sister, Shivana.
Hi there.
Much older sister.
Come on now.
Much older is like, what, a year?
No, I'm younger than he is.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Wow. And you have a story for us.
I sure do.
Actually, first, what are you drinking?
That is a vodka tonic.
Vodka tonic?
I mean...
some of the dazzles they play a little more hardcore.
It's okay. We don't discriminate with the hard alcohol. it's understandable. JP, what do you got over there?
I'm still drinking Warlock.
Still drinking Warlock. I'm now drinking Warlock.
Nice job.
I'm not drinking anything.
I'm not drinking anything.
I'm going to come back on call. So.
He's going to be on call in 14 minutes. Yeah. So he should probably sober up the
water. 14 minutes to sober up, man.
Yeah.
Nice
start
job.
Doing some laps around downtown. All right, so what's your story, Shivana?
I like to tell a little story about when we were in our early 20s.
Yeah.
It was holiday time, and we were broke, as most early 20-somethings are. So we decided that we were going to go in on our dad's gift together. And I picked him up from his house, and we were headed to the mall. And he's really somber in the car. He's not really talking. He's kind of mopey. And that's not really JP. So
that's the opposite
right?
of JP.
Right? He's a little sassy. So I just didn't really say too much. We get to the mall. We're walking around. And finally, I was just like, you know, I can't take this anymore. I'm like, man, are you okay? And he's like, ugh. I just didn't get any sleep last night. Like, oh, well, why? What happened? And he tells me, I was thinking and thinking, and I just couldn't sleep. And well, that's not, like, thinking. That's not, like, you.
Yeah, he's more of an acting person than a thinking person,
So he, you know, he was really just downtrodden, and it took a minute for me to be able to pull it out of him. And he said that he had been up all night because he was thinking about what he'd do with the money if he won the lottery.
Seriously?
Oh,
what a stupid thing to say.
What a stupid thing.
All night long. He's like, I would buy you this, and I'd buy our parents this, and like just on and on and on. And I let him talk for like a good 2-3 minutes about what he's going to do when he wins the lottery. And I looked at him and said, well, do you play the lottery? And he says, no. He stayed up all night thinking about that.
Well done.
I was dumb. No, awesome.
Yeah, you're
so, so did you get that ticket yet?
No, I saw it.
But he still thinks about
I
what he would do with the money.
The ultimate game store would be open.
Yes. The game store would be open. Wow.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
You heard it here first, folks.
Man.
Siobhan, thank you for...
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Siobhan, are you looking... Siobhan actually bought an episode with us, so she's going to be on.
That's right.
We're going to talk about things you won't understand, and we'll do math that you won't get.
I'm just going to get really, really drunk and then tell embarrassing stories.
Would it be better if you were on one of the role-playing episodes?
I probably do a better accent than he does.
No, you're a schmuck.
Well, you know what, though? I'll say this. It's your call. If you want to be on the regular episode where we just talk about beer, War Machine, and Arena... I'm sorry, Arena Rex, beer, and maybe War Machine.
Sometimes.
Or you can be on the role-playing episode. It's your choice. You
drink
on
both of them?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, let me think about it.
If you do the role-playing one, you'd be acting... That's why the accent comic will fuck them up.
That's your mother, too.
So, your call. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, guys.
I will see you in my basement soon.
That's
not creepy.
That's real creepy.
It's the truth. All right, for the next segment, we have one of our Rochester favorites, the supplier of Indra Kaninja and Dogfish Head 120 himself, Mr. Andrew Thomas. How's it going, man?
Hey, not bad, man. It's good to be here. I'm glad that we're here for an awesome cause, even though that JP's standing right next to the guy's bathroom and hopefully not staring at all the dicks hanging out.
No, he is.
Whoa, that's a hand on my thigh.
He's still hoping for that glory hole.
Yeah. So there's no glory hole. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
What are you drinking?
Right now, I think it's Jack's Abbey, the IPL.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I haven't had that.
Not... About to find out how it is.
All right. Adam is stuffing his face with a bunch of wings and quesadillas at the moment. What do you think?
Really good.
Oh, he's making the so-so face.
It's good. It's not anything to write home about or anything like that. It's holy shit. JP, that fish is your next girlfriend. Wow.
He's commenting on the preposterous of the tank. Anyway, any story you got?
Most of my stories kind of revolve around just listening to the podcast and hearing JP say some of the most inappropriate things at the worst possible times in my professional career.
Oh, yes. I think I'm familiar with this story. This should be good.
I meant to mention a couple of them. There's a few, maybe a couple months ago or even last year, where somebody was talking about convergence and playing with cock. And right with JP's like, I've never played with my cock. This is, you know, back up. I'm a high school teacher and principal, and I'm listening to this on my phone, and it's blaring in my room after school. And as JP is saying, I've never played with my cock or played with cock, my third and fourth grade teacher comes in. And she hears this. Our eyes lock. I look at her. She looks at me. I look down at my phone. I look at her. She just walks out.
It's probably the best possible outcome, to be honest. Because that could have gone down a very bad road.
Yeah,
you could be looking for a job right now. So
yeah, thankfully,
I'd say that's pretty good. A bottle of Warlock appears on the table.
Appears in front of us.
Oh.
This place is magical. Like beer just shows up. And
magic.
But yeah, it's more of just a case of picking my best time to listen to Beer Machine now.
Yeah,
where I'm not going to be wildly embarrassed.
I've actually heard this a few times. Like I was talking to some guy at Gen Con, and you know. he's like, yeah, I've heard of you guys. I haven't listened to it. And I said, oh, well, we're going to have an episode coming out where one of us plays, like, talked about, like, his faction. And he says, do you guys swear on the podcast? I said, yes. Yeah, it's completely uncensored. He goes, oh, no, I can't listen to it then. The only time I have to listen is when my daughter's in the car. I said, oh, okay, well, that's a showstopper. Okay.
Admittedly, my wife, who's here too, she's started to slowly kind of get into listening to the Beer RPG. And, like, she's asking questions about it, and she's wondering, and she was completely blown away the fact that I've gotten into, like, D&D and stuff. And just the voices. The voices, she's in love with them. She's in love with Foxy Brown. She loves listening to that. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The Gobber, Alex, that was...
No, the Gobber is Nick Roop.
Nick Roop. Nick Roop. Name, I thought it was... All right, that was priceless. And in a lot of ways, I felt like there should have been a disclaimer before that episode, but...
Yeah, there probably should have been. That was... so far, that's been, like, the most well-received guest we've had on Beer RPG. and also the most offensive.
Yeah. I started playing D&D with Sean Martindale, I found this picture, and it's like how your D&D game or beer RPG begins, and it shows a picture of the Fellowship. Where your D&D or beer machine ends up, and it's just a picture of Monty Python.
Yeah.
It's just bad. It's
wow. I will say though, to Dan's credit, he does a good job of reining us in when he has to, and I know that that comes from experience.
How is that treating your liver?
It's not my liver; it's my memory. No joke. I mentioned it a whole bunch of times on the podcast already, but in case you didn't know, I have to re-listen to like the last 30, 45 minutes of the podcast because I have no clue what the hell happened. Yeah,
it's a good thing we do record it. Honestly, like even if I didn't, if we didn't publish it, I probably want to go back and listen anyway because I usually forget like the last 20, 30 minutes of what happened.
As long as you're going home with your pants on, it's good.
Yeah, I'm in my basement, I got nothing to worry about. Dan climbs into the car after every episode, and Lori says to him, I thought you weren't going to get drunk tonight. He's like, yeah, I wasn't, and then he falls asleep.
Yeah.
So thank you for joining us, Andy.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, guys.
And we have another guest, and your name is, sir?
Toby.
Toby, nice to have you. And yes, thank you. First off, what are you drinking?
The Black Blue Light.
Well, Bat Blue Light.
Yeah.
Wow.
I hear your beer snobs are frowning upon it.
I didn't say anything negative. I didn't say anything negative. It's the way you said it, Rich. It sure is. Are you from up here or Florida?
I'm from Florida.
From Florida. All right, yeah, so this is like imported weird to you.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
To me, this is drinking like what you guys drink, the crazy craft stuff.
We'll get a little bit closer back there. There you go. So, what story do you have for JP? Yeah, how long have you known him?
A long time. I think we've known each other probably since we were 8 or 9.
8 or 9?
Yeah.
And you're like 50 now, aren't you? He said fuck you in case the mic didn't pick that up.
Yeah.
Wow, so that's pretty impressive. All right.
Yeah, so Jody called me and, told me about the fundraiser. First of all, he explained to me, I got to speak to you about JP. He said he's very sick. I said, well, he's one of the sickest motherfuckers I know. I know. What's your point? You know what I mean?
Man, there's some fucking truth in that statement.
He said he's got ALS, and I said, well, first things first, that shit's not contagious. I mean, if you call something, I'm not getting it, right? You know? He said, no, I'm just kidding. He said, no, he's actually something that affects your motor skills and his muscles and stuff, and I'm like, we play basketball. He's never had motor skills or any muscles. What do you mean?
I mean, he probably had some motor skill issues playing basketball because he sucks at it. Yeah. No, it's just me ripping on basketball, not him.
Oh, okay.
It's a common thing back and forth. He says hockey isn't anything, like he doesn't exist.
Absolutely. But, we got some great stories. I mean, the good thing about JP is that he's got no shame in his game. He's JP. He loves who he is, and if you don't like him, then that's a you problem. You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah.
And that's the awesome thing about him. And with coming that, it's hard to embarrass him, but I'm going to try, okay?
Good.
And so... he was never shy about masturbating or getting caught masturbating, so I'm going to tell you a couple of masturbation stories that I have. Now, that's what I'm saying. I was going to get to that. Most people might have one, maybe two.
Yeah.
I probably got about 20. I'm going to pepper in about three or four in my favorite.
Rich, why are you surprised about this?
I'm just surprised there are multiple stories. So go ahead, Tony.
One of the best ones that this one wasn't directly involved with me, but this is the best story. He was living with a friend of his, and our friend was a bartender at a bar that we used to frequent. And he came home after a nice night of drinking, and probably about 2 in the morning. And he figured, what better way to cap off this drunken night than to put in a Totino's pizza, put on a porno, run one off, eat a pizza, and go to bed, right? That's a pretty good nightcap, I guess.
Sounds like a good night, yeah.
You know, he went home alone a lot, so that's what I guess he did, you know? So.
Wait a minute, that means he sucked and he was boring even before he met Kitty. All right.
But the story didn't end so happily. He woke up to his roommate shaking him in a smoky house and his dick in his hand in the porno room. Wake up, JP, you're burning the house down. Put your dick away.
Wow. Really? And he just confirmed it is true.
Oh, yeah, he'll tell you. He couldn't. Matter of fact, he couldn't wait to tell me that story.
Well done.
Yeah,
well
that,
done.
That was one of the good ones. And then, what was the other one? What was that?
When you were 13.
Probably were about when he was 13.
You were just figuring out what it was. All right.
And, exactly, he was. And he was at home, and as he normally did after the school bus, he rushed home to masturbate. And I guess he got in his normal position on the couch and got his stuff going, and he heard the dreaded key in the lock door, you know, the dreaded key. And Dad came home early. So he turned off the TV and threw a blanket over himself and was watching TV. Joe walks in and says, "What are you doing, JP?" JP says, "I'm watching TV." He goes, "Do you always watch TV with your pants around your ankles?" So I guess he forgot one step of the cleanup process.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah, I mean, like I said, there's a couple other ones, but those are my two favorites.
That's fantastic.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for sharing, though.
No problem.
This has been a live recording at Fat Bob Smokehouse, the Rally for Randazzo, a.k.a. Roast of JP. Yeah. Thank you for listening. We're going to probably release this midweek.
A lot of good stories.
It won't impact our regular release schedule because it's kind of a fun bonus episode. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much if you came here and contributed. Thank you if JP and his family were in your thoughts. Yeah. We all appreciate it very much. Thank you if you have ever said hi to us, listened to us, said hi at a con, played a game with us, anything like that. We really appreciate it. And that's what drew us together. So,
oh yeah.
Thank you for listening to Bear Machine. We will see you next episode.
Yep. We'll see you next time.